What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Where it go?
All right. Welcome to How to Not Comedy. I'm Mitch. This is Ethan. And today we're joined by my good friend, Zoe. How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, going off. Going off. So, Zoe, we'll talk about your first set. So we were working together, you and I, helping write your set. Were you nervous?
No.
Which is insane. It was here too. I think, I was emceeing, but it was it me and Joel emceeing? Was that the night?
No.
It was me and Bradley.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bit of a dodgy night as well. They're a weird crowd.
I remember that. So your first set was here?
Yeah.
In Newcastle Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. First proper set.
Yeah,
like you had like a... So what happened in Melbourne? Canberra?
Canberra.
Yeah, because I've heard Canberra comedy can be pretty shit. So it was one of those rooms?
So it was like an actual paid event. They travel the world and their whole premise of their show is that you... they do their sets and then they get the crowd to write down an awful dating story that they've had,
okay.
And then they read them out, but then some people get up and tell their own story, and then the crowd judges who's the best.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I know who that is, but anyway.
Do you remember their name?
Their name?
Yeah, the people
like,
who run the show.
Am I allowed to, like, just...
Yeah, who cares?
So I think
we're not shitting on their show.
No. I think they're called True Dating Stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's original.
I don't know who they are then. I thought it was some other hacks that I've seen here.
Some other hacks.
It's a pretty hacky name.
Yeah.
If you're going to come up with a name, like come up with like something like How to Not Comedy. Like
oh, that's
grammar.
A good one.
Yeah, something like grammatically incorrect.
That'll get the listeners.
Yeah, it's perfect. Follow our little fun.
So the premise of the show is like you get up, you tell true dating stories, and then people make fun of your bad story.
Yeah, essentially,
okay.
Yeah.
Pretty riveting stuff. Anyway, what was your story? So you got up and told a story?
Yeah, so I told a story about a time a guy was fingering me and he thought I'd left a tampon in, but it was actually just the string from my IUD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Except obviously I told it a little bit more funnier than that. I was just giving you the overview there.
Yeah. Right. Well, we're a true dating podcast now, actually. So, if you could give us a bit more.
A bit more stories. We'll get into that later.
Yeah. Right up there. He's like, elbow deep.
It's like, this just keeps going in here. Yeah. It's like a TARDIS.
Trying to wear you like a puppet.
Pulls out a fetus, like, thank you. I've been trying to get rid of that.
Do you leave a tampon in here? No.
Yeah. Oh, look, an ovary. I've always wanted one of these.
Yeah, that's wild. Anyway, so
it went well. The true dating story. Obviously, the sex went great.
That's how you know they're inexperienced. But, it went well. They laughed. It was a good time.
Yeah.
And then they put up a video of it on their Facebook page. And, like, it ended up getting, like, over 100,000 views and things like that. And then all of these, like, it was just before the lockdown started. And then all of the incels in the world decided that they did not like me. And started slut shaming me in the comments, and I was like, "Bruh, don't be mad."
Well, Zoe, as an incel who doesn't like you, I can speak for all those men.
Wow! I have never anything to Ethan before in my life. No, he just hates me because I'm beautiful.
I do.
Yeah.
I only wish I had the bone structure of you. Oh wait, I do.
You do. Except I've got a nicer nose.
Yeah, I've got a big dirty Jew nose and no ass because I'm a man. It's terrible.
You're the exact opposite to Zoe then.
Except we do have really great cheekbones. So if I wanted to have children, I'm sure you'd make a great sperm donor.
Oh, that's good to know.
Have pretty
if
kids.
You ever need me to jack off, just let me know. I'm quite adept.
Honestly, you don't need to ask him sometimes.
He does it frequently. He's probably got one spare at the moment.
Always keep one in the chamber, just in case. Just in case.
It's not the first time Ethan's tried to ejaculate on this podcast.
Do you know what?
That's true, yeah.
All those little tubs of milk in your fridge. Are they actually milk?
It's your cult.
It's your cult.
Yeah. Yeah, from my actual cult of the people that drink my semen.
Can confirm your cult does not taste the same as sperm.
I've never tasted your cult, to be honest.
But you have tasted sperm.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this. It's like Gordon Ramsay. Like, you got to, before you serve out the dish, you've got to taste it yourself before you send it out there. Because otherwise, what if you get complaints?
Do you know, I kind of agree with that. Because, like, I feel like you'd be lying if you said that you haven't. You know what I mean?
And women, some people definitely haven't.
Yeah, no, I've never.
That's fucking weird. Yeah. Let's just make him feel like the weird one for not having tasted himself.
I'm the odd one.
Let's do it right now on the pod.
Yeah.
Work one up, Mitch. For Instagram, please.
Still way too hot in here.
do it.
It's about to get way hotter in here.
Yeah. This one we prepared earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I have tasted it. It's not bad. You know, I can't complain. Yeah. I've lots of fruit in my diet. I think that helps.
Yeah, apparently it does. Mm.
Do you know, there's only one man whose semen I've ever liked the taste of. And I don't know what he was doing. So
he probably wasn't drinking a lot of protein. When I was on protein shakes, apparently it was bad. That's what makes it worse. Protein, high protein.
He used to smoke a lot of weed and eat a lot of lamb. So I don't know if there's a correlation there, but...
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Lamb cum tastes real bad.
What?
Zoe's
saying the opposite. But yeah,
no, that's ram cum, not lamb cum.
I've never tasted a bad woman before, so...
Oh, you just haven't been out there enough.
Yeah.
Trust me, they're out there.
They're out there. Yeah. They're like sharks swimming around. It's like you'll be right most days at the beach, but every now and then between dawn and dusk, when you're just out there alone, one will sneak up.
How many women have you tasted?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Why not? You threw it out there. You're like, I've tasted women before. I'm like, how many? You're like, I'm not going to specify how many, but it's eaten some boxes.
Not a big enough than us. not a big enough sample to have reliable results, I guess.
Oh, okay. So you're ashamed of the number, like we are with our size.
It wasn't
so unimpressive. I feel like I need to just ramp up the data before I start throwing out facts.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a
What's your
sample?
Hypothesis so far? Your hypothesis is women on the whole.
Just
good.
No, not all of them.
No, in the hole.
In the hole. Around the hole, sometimes just on top of the hole.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
So the one like hot chick that you went down on, you're like, that was good.
Yeah.
And you're basing your entire thesis.
There's more than one.
More than one, but you know, they've all kind
less
of
than 10.
Been pretty all right. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I only discovered eating out women this year. I mean, last year. It's 2023 now.
Yeah.
So it's like it was in the bag for a little while, and then I was like, let's just come out the closet and go hard or go home.
Yeah. So this was part of your set as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You were like, this part of your joke is you were, and this is what you were messaging me, and you said you wanted to tell this story in the podcast. So I'm going to bring it up right now. Tell us your story.
How did
you find out that you liked eating pussy?
Well, it's actually a bit of a wild story. Ethan doesn't know how to fucking process his life right now.
What do you mean?
He's all right.
I'm all good.
He's all right.
He's all good.
I'm just bored.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
I'm just drifting off thinking, what am I going to have for dinner? Is it going to be steak? Probably
lamb.
Be steak.
Yeah, a little bit of lamb.
A little bit of lamb cum on the fry.
A little bit of lamb cum. Do you sprinkle it on or?
I mix it into a salad, actually. Yeah, I'm a healthy
it's like
boy.
A salad dressing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little
that.
Bit of couscous.
Yeah, no, I can't have couscous. It's got gluten in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the good thing about lamb cum. It's gluten free.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me shit myself. But I tell you what, when the lamb fucks me, the ram, sorry. Anyway.
That's a good question.
Let's hear about you. Yeah, sorry.
That is a good question. If you're a celiac, if you're a celiac and the person that you are sleeping with has eaten gluten and you eat their cum, will you have a reaction?
No.
Okay, that's good then.
I'm a doctor, trust me. You'll be fine.
I need closure on that.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm a doctor. Well, I'm good at putting my fingers in holes.
Well, I'm good at coming.
Yeah.
And I've never given anyone a gluten reaction.
Mm.
So I used to eat a lot of gluten. But, no, I think the way that your testicles process semen doesn't have anything to do with your diet.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to end up in there somehow. Maybe, like, trace amounts in your feces. Maybe. but I'm pretty sure after your guts have digested it, you'll probably be all right.
So long as she doesn't suck your dick after anal, you're fine. Well, that doesn't make sense either, because it would have... Who was fucking who? Oh, my God, this is complex.
You'd have to eat gluten, suck your own dick, and then have her suck your dick.
What a mood.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Which is like Mitch's joke. If you can suck your own dick, you don't need a woman.
Do you know what?
They're redundant.
Received a...
I thought you were going to say anal.
No! I mean, we're not getting into that. I actually received a Snapchat once from a friend of mine by accident, showing me that he could actually suck his own dick.
Yeah, I bet it was by accident.
Yeah, I accidentally sucked my own dick.
Yeah, and
went through all that
you.
Effort of sucking my own dick.
I tripped and it fell in.
Puts it on
it's
the
like
story.
One of those dudes who turns up to the hospital with a dildo up his ass. He's like, I tripped.
Oops.
My neck was so cranked from sucking my own dick that I couldn't work my phone properly. I don't know what happened.
Oh, dude.
That's wild. So this dude can suck his own dick?
Yeah, it's really big though. Like, he's got a massive ass dick.
Well, I would hope so, because to suck it, you'd need, unless he's just really flexible.
Yeah, like, I don't think he is.
Fucking hammer.
Just really massive dick.
Yeah.
So. That's a weird flex.
And it's only the tip too, so it's not like he can just, like, the whole way.
Okay. It's what enough. Was his game plan there? For you to, like, feel sympathy and be like, oh, you can't really reach it. Let me.
Like, I'll show you how it's done.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What was your reaction to that? Like, you obviously believed him, which is insane.
Yeah, I mean...
No one sends those... It's all calculated. As a dude, it's all calculated.
It's all calculated.
It's all calculated.
Do you know what? Like, I wasn't even mad, because you know me. I'm, like, a pretty open person.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's something I've never seen before.
Yeah, I was like...
You came at it from, like, an academic point of view.
Yeah, yeah. I was, like, getting out that Pythagoras theorem. Like, yeah. I was trying to work out these angles. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
So now that you've seen it, if someone else sends you themselves sucking themselves off, you're just going to be like, eh.
Yeah.
Nah. Seen it before.
It's pretty beta now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when you see a meme though. And someone else shows you it, and you're just like, eh. Saw that the other week, actually. That's pretty... Come on, man. Get with the times.
Yeah. I need the nudes to be upped in the ante. You know what I mean?
Just, right.
I need some more fucked up shit.
That's a crazy...
Right, so for our listeners, what would someone have to send in?
What would someone have to send in?
Pique your interest.
Ooh. I want to see someone sucking their own dick while they're being fucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's... Yeah, that's next level.
But there
level.
Needs to be another person involved doing something else. Like, I want some complex.
Oh, I was always a big
geometry.
Fan of gangbangs. Yeah, you like logistics.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to the gangbangs. All right. Let's get back to the story.
The story.
Yeah.
I heard you're involved in a gangbang.
I was not involved in a gangbang.
It was a group sex. Was it group sex?
So what happened was.
Which is a gangbang. I'm sorry, Zoe. You're involved in a gangbang.
What's the difference?
There was no dude.
I think it's a gangbang is if it's all on one person.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
one girl. With
I thought that was a train. I would define
just
that
as a train.
Choo choo.
No.
How did this come about? Sorry.
I decided, so me and a friend decided to go to a swingers club. And I'm not going to tell you which one.
Don't worry, they wouldn't let me in anyway.
Yeah. No, not without filling in an application or buying a couple's ticket with Tanya. But
yeah, also, I think I'd get to the front door, they'd be like, ah, she can come in.
Like, ah. I don't think that's how it works. I think they're like, you came? Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking everyone in.
Well, actually,
yeah,
no.
But I'd be the weird dude in the corner. That's the problem. I get relegated.
If you're a single male, you actually have to fill in an application.
Oh, we know. Yeah. We've got a hot friend
I've
who's
filled
a single
in
dude
so many applications
into those clubs.
Yeah. All the time, of course. Yeah. 20 out of 10.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, because I'm just a pretty upfront bitch, there was a girl I really liked the look of, and I was like, hey, do you just want to fuck us? And she was like, fuck yeah, I do. So,
and who, what do you mean by us? Like you and your partner at the time?
Me and my friend.
Oh, your friend, okay.
Me and my friend. Yeah. So,
also female?
No, he was male.
Oh, okay, yep.
So, we, they had like a sex swing in this like little room with a two-way mirror that people could see in, but we couldn't see out. Yep. And we ended up having a threesome in this sex swing while strangers watched through the two-way mirror. And it was the most wild experience of my life. I was like, Well, not really. I've done lots of other fucked up shit.
I was going to say, you've never been skydiving? What?
I actually have not.
Oh, okay. That's pretty wild. You could die.
Yeah. I mean, you could also die having a threesome in a sex with strangers watch, but...
Could.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely on the
I just don't think the adrenaline's as high.
Yeah. Like,
sex swing's good enough.
No, I'm going to be honest. I'd rather the sex swing. Throw me out of a plane, sex swing. Oh, I'll go with the sex swing.
We'll go with the sex swing. Yeah. But I was really surprised that they weren't all fucking weird old men in there. Like, it was mostly young people.
Hmm. Yeah, because weird old men have got their own clubs.
Yeah.
Their own islands.
They've got their own beaches that they go down to. Just walk on them naked. Masturbate in front of your girlfriend.
Oh, my God. That happens to me all the time at the nudist beach. Like, yeah, it's just... So I started telling them I'm 14. Like, they'll start wanking. And I'll be like, hey, I'm 14. And then they, you know, it really is telling by how they respond to that.
Yeah, some of them go harder. Like, fuck. Oh, well, you roll the dice, you win some, you lose some.
But it's kind
and
of
you find
a
them Christian nudists.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm 14. He's like, well, I've got a van.
And some candy. No, it's kind of a win-win, though, because, like, they'll start wanking and... Like, I get off on rejecting them just a little bit. I'm like,
they do too.
Yeah, I know. So it's kind of like...
They like the rejection.
Yeah.
Helps them finish.
It helps them.
It's fucked.
Oh, it's... Yeah.
I mean, if I had a hobby where people jerked off in front of me, I'd probably quit. If I came to a comedy show and every show someone started jerking off in the front row, I'd be like, Probably not for me.
Probably going to stop doing comedy. So that's why you're a quitter. Zoe's still down at the beach every week. Make an old man come.
I'm a fighter. You know, I have a community mindset.
Come give them back.
I am.
Yeah.
You know, I can't help it if they're lonely.
I think if you were, like, honestly encouraging of it, it would make them go soft. I think it's, like, the rejection and, like, the taboo of, like, being like, oh, she doesn't like it. Like, that's what...
Yeah.
Gets their jollies off.
But you know, like, there's a section of the nudist beach that's like all bushes and men go.
They don't
over
shave
there.
Down that end?
I've never
Keep up, Zoe. Come on.
Shut up.
This is a comedy podcast.
Love that. There's a whole section where like people go to have like promiscuous sex, like gay sex and things like that.
Yeah.
And I sort of really want to go there just to, like, see something weird. But, like, I'm also kind of terrified that...
I feel like it'll just be sandy nutsacks.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of sandy nutsacks.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you can call it weird, though, these days. You have to say it's different. I want to see something different.
It's unique.
Yes.
It's a bit individual.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that, like, I'll be on my deathbed and not entirely with it. Just be like, I watched a dude jerk off on the beach. My grandkids are there, like, okay, grandpa. I'm not having kids though, so I'll be right.
Yeah, I don't know. Sex on the beach just sounds like fucking sand in the vagina.
Doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No.
Yeah, stay away from that end of the beach.
Yeah.
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 Just see someone just getting just sandpaper. Like,
yeah.
No, that can't be pleasurable.
It's like exfoliating.
Yeah. Exfoliate my vagina, please.
My labia. Ew.
Exfoliate my frenulum on your labia.
So smooth. It's polished, shines like a diamond. Yeah.
No good. Good for the blackheads, though.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Good stuff.
Wait, why do you have blackheads on your dick?
I have, like, a blackhead on my dick that just won't go away.
Oh my, is
it
weird
coming back
that I want to pop it? Like, is that weird?
Yeah,
that's weird. If people ask that, is that weird? And we're supposed to be like, no.
Is it weird that I have an erection now? Is that?
Different strokes for different folks.
Please, pop it. No.
It'd probably be easier to pop if you're hard.
It is. Yeah, that's when I get them. Like, post-coitus is, like, perfect time. Where I'll just, like, roll over and just be like, yeah.
Go. That was...
I love that.
That was like my fear in high school because I had real bad acne in high school.
Mm.
It was like getting a pimple on my dick because people always used to tease me about it. Oh, you get pimples on your dick? Like,
Oh, no. Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Especially when you think that you've got an STI because you've got a pimple on your dick. And you're like, ah, no.
Not the herpes.
Got off that hooker at Steel Street. God damn it.
Sex workers.
Sex worker.
Be better.
I really need to for tonight. I've got to shape up. I've got a gig tonight here. And I'm going to talk about going to the brothel. Again.
Yeah. Again.
Again.
Do you have any weird brothel stories?
No, yeah. I only have the one that I tell on stage, which is like I got dumped and then my ex came around to tell me that she was fucking someone else and I'm like, thanks for that. I'm going to the brothel. And then I went to the brothel and it was super sad because I couldn't get an erection and her pussy smelled really bad.
Oh.
Yeah, it was sad. It was a sad time.
Zoe's got all these fun sex stories.
Yeah. I had a threesome and there was a mirror. I couldn't achieve an erection and I had to pay for that.
Yeah. Zoe's like, I get it for free and there's attractive people there. Yeah. She's
like, and they don't smell like fish.
Yeah.
Goddamn, different worlds.
It's all right. You're just not hanging out with the right people, I think.
Oh, I know. Need to change it up. I think because my partner's a bit promiscuous when it comes to like exhibitionism and stuff like that. It was actually pretty funny. We moved into this new house over at New Lambton and like the window in the bathroom is just completely open. There's like a roll-down curtain thing that it's like fucking you're in the shower and you want the windows open. And you want, like, airflow because otherwise it's going to get moldy in there.
Yeah.
And the window, like, looks straight into the windows of the house next door. Like, they can see straight in.
Yeah.
And I was like, if they have kids, like, this is going to be a problem. We're going to have to shut the window and yada, yada, yada. And she's my partner. Before I said the kid thing, she's like, I don't give a fuck who's next door. They can fucking watch me. And I'm like, yeah, but if there's kids.
What time is she showering?
I'll let you know. I shower with her, so you can just watch
us. Perfect. Even better. Yeah, even
better. It's actually a mirror on the inside. It looks
sweet.
So many angles.
But then we found out that it's like two women that are like in their 30s. That's just who lives next door.
Yeah, so she doesn't give a fuck.
Well, now she's just like, I don't care, but like you put your dick away.
Yeah. Sweet. Is their bathroom directly in front of your bathroom?
No, their bathroom isn't, I think.
Oh, yeah, it'd be cool if you could make eye contact while shitting.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, the toilet's in the laundry at the back. It's a pain. But it's good if you need a shower and someone else is taking a shit. But it's, like, opposite their living room because you can see their TV, like, playing. Or, like, watching football the other day. It's like, I'm washing my dick.
You should just yell, turn it up.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to bang my girlfriend in the bathroom in front of my neighbours.
And the two gay women who live next door are going to watch.
Who knows? We'll find out.
Yeah. If they start watching, they're probably not gay.
That's true.
Or they're just looking at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can look like a woman from behind.
Yeah, that's true. You're pretty hairless.
Hairless. Thin. I just need some butt implants. I need to squat more. That's what I need to do.
You're real petite, Ethan.
I am.
You're petite.
You could pick me up and throw me around like a ragamuffin. Yeah.
That's why I had to stop doing jujitsu.
I think we talked about that. I had to stop doing jujitsu because I had a threesome with a girl who had the same body odor as Mitch.
Oh no. Yeah, you and kept getting an erection.
Yeah, that ruined the threesome because she smelled like Mitch and I just kept thinking of Mitch when I was like trying to fucking go down on this girl and like it smells like Mitch. So it killed my boner then. And then I'd like wrestle him in jiu-jitsu and then it like took me back to the threesome and I started getting boners in jiu-jitsu. Not good.
But what? Why did it work at jiu-jitsu? But that's a bit more telling, I think.
Yeah, it's because he wants to fuck me.
Ethan's
always trying to fuck me.
Yeah, always.
It's insane.
I'll never stop trying.
Yeah, you'll never stop trying.
Until I get that sweet, sweet pud.
Yeah,
that sweet, sweet pud.
She just let you do it. Get it out of the way. Just get it out of your system.
Get it out.
I don't think
I could bottom, though. That would be the thing.
That's all right. I'd
have to top.
That's fine.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
I can handle the pain if you can handle the smell.
Can you suffice with just sucking a dick, though?
Huh?
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't suck a dick?
I couldn't, yeah. What but about, I'm not, like, actually
what about on the podcast?
See, Ethan's actually bi, so there's a difference there.
Yeah. What are you?
Yeah.
There you go. You're, like, literally surrounded by some homos right now.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, fucking homos.
Fucking homos.
Fucking homos.
These fucking poofters.
Oh, these fucking poofs. Coming in here, making me feel uncomfortable.
This isn't a podcast. This is a poofcast.
This is a poof. Still the odd one out, Mitch.
Yeah, I know.
There's got to be one out there called the poofcast.
The poofcast.
Yeah.
Let's Google it.
I kind of love that. In the meantime, how did you find out you were bisexual?
Oh, I gave my friend a fucking hand job when he was, he couldn't achieve an erection and he wanted to sleep with my partner at the time. We're having a threesome. And he was like, couldn't get it up. And I was like, let me help you out.
So you're a team player.
Yeah.
You've got a community mindset.
I do. I also have a community mindset, just for not old guys at the beach.
That's where we draw the line.
I only got a community mindset for young fellas who need help with an erection.
Little twinks.
Little yeah. twinks.
He was a bit of a twink.
Yeah.
Oh, Brent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no way.
It's Brent, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
And is that how you just, you were kind of doing it? You're like, I don't mind this so much.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I didn't care. Apparently he did, but that's a different story.
It's good too because it checks a box for comedy.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I can do all those queer shows.
Yeah, you can do all the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, straight, white, fat, middle-aged.
I was trying to get him to give me head with my girlfriend at the time. I'm like, I just want two people to suck my penis. He's like, nah.
Wow.
Fuck you.
Fucking he Brent. Is not a team player.
He was not a team player.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, Brent. Do better.
Do better.
Wherever you are.
He's all right. We want to... So, Zoe, are you going to keep doing comedy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Just had a busy period at work, and then I was like, next year... Let's write some more jokes.
Yeah, I'm officially unemployed. That's what I'm telling everyone now, moving forward. I'm unemployed.
Yep. How's that beer, mate?
I don't... It's not bad.
Okay.
It's a lager. I asked for a lager before and you said, oh, I don't know. 1.3. Yeah, that's going to be my new thing. I just pretend I'm unemployed. Then I can make unemployed jokes. People love that.
They do.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah. Never mind.
But unlike you, I'm actually unemployed.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't you actually, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I am employed in various areas that I strive in, such as working the bar at the comedy club and filling up vending machines. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got no responsibility.
I'm really kicking goals.
You're living the ultimate, like, no responsibility life.
Yeah, because I don't need responsibilities.
Yeah.
I can't handle them.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be responsible for anyone other than myself and maybe the bird that is moved into my house. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bird that is
But you're, like, way more reliable than I am. That's the thing as well. Like, you're so much more reliable. Yeah, you're so much more reliable than me. It's like, Ethan will show up. I might be late or not show up, not get there at all. Yeah, because you booked me on New Year's. Yeah. I had a fucking gig a couple of weeks ago, New Year's night, and I was retarded and just didn't realise that, you know, it was going to be busy on New Year's night in like a fucking in the city. So I got here and they closed Argyle Street where we parked before.
Mm.
They closed that off. So like the major parking in Newcastle was completely closed. So I just drove around for 40 minutes. It's like the call time went and then the gig start time went. And I was like on my third lap round, I was like, I'm not going to make it. Fuck me. Just had to like drive back home all mad and sad because I didn't get to do comedy on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that's
like the dream gig as well for a comedian. New Year's Eve gig would have been sick. Fucked up. Muggleton emceeing as well, which it's always a good show with Muggleton. He's like he's a good comedian. He's funny. Like even if you don't like his comedy.
What are you looking at me for?
It's... No reason.
I've got nothing wrong with his comedy. I just don't like him as a person.
Ooh.
he just rubs it. Something about it. Something about him. I was just like, I don't know. This is the persona. It's like, it's probably too much me. like, it projects the things that I don't like about myself. Where I'm just like, oh, he's so smarmy. What the fuck is wrong with this cunt?
Yeah.
Like, that's me. I'm that cunt.
Yeah.
Fuck. I've got to stop doing that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, the funniest thing I've ever seen happen with him was, like, when Lauren's boyfriend went to, like, get his crutches from behind. Dan was, like, in the corner, and he's, like, done this, and Dan's, like, reached out to shake his hand. He's like, no, I want my crutches behind you. Like, get out of my way. And just...
Oh, no.
It was so awkward. Just to have that image in my head, oh, that's good. That's really good. That makes me so, so happy. I'm a piece of shit. What can I say? Shade and fraud. To the, it's great. Anyway... we did talk shit on Zoe the other podcast about the stag gig.
Yeah, you talked shit about me.
Yeah, we did.
What did you say?
We.
Well, I did.
What did you
Mitch
say?
Mitch was trying to come to your defense with no chance. No chance.
Got you.
We need to need to settle this beef.
Yeah.
Ah.
So, okay.
Here's my beef.
Yeah.
There was an MC at the stag who wasn't doing great. Who shall remain unnamed. But so the MC was doing their thing. And then from my perspective, I don't know what else happened, but from my perspective in the break, I'm there chatting to him and you come up and you're like, hey, is it all right if I go on before Ethan? And he was like, he went to say like, yeah. And then like went to like, you know, like if it's okay with Eddie, like he was just awkward about it. Like he didn't speak like, yes, you can, but we've got a show. Like, you've got to go on after I intro it or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And then you were just like, you just heard yeah. And you were like, I got the green light. So you just ran up on stage, like, for the second half, the start of the second half.
Yeah.
When he was supposed to MC, you just ran up and, like, MC'd it. And honestly, probably did a better job than that guy was going to do. But... at the same time, I was just like, what the fuck is this? What is going on?
What just happened?
I really didn't care because the night was horrible anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was insane. So what is your perception of what the fuck happened?
What actually happened there was he was going to be leaving early.
Mm.
And...
which he did.
Which he did.
Yeah, I gave him a drive back. Yeah.
During the break... he kept trying to push the MC role onto me because we had been, like, me and Tanya or someone, I can't remember who, had been talking about my big dick energy. And he goes, oh, you should take over the rest of it for the evening. I was like, no, that's a bad idea. I was like, I've never done that before. That's a terrible idea. But I was like, can I introduce one person just to give it a go, see if I like it?
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah. I'm like, can I do Ethan? Because I thought it'd be funny. And then you were going to be next. And so what I actually said to him when I tapped him was, hey, can I MC Ethan?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, because we'd already talked about it.
That's
so
nuts.
It was like, it wasn't that I just ran up there and was like, I'm going to be a fuckwit now.
Yeah.
It was like all discussed. And then afterwards I like thought about it because I got super anxious about this. And I was like, it probably just looked like I just ran up because I thought this guy was doing a shit job. But that's not what happened. So,
yeah, well, you asked him and he said, yeah, but I thought he was going to like say like, yeah, like after I'd.
Yeah.
Like, from my perspective, like I haven't been even doing comedy as long as this guy. Like, he should fucking know better. But like. To just let some random person do your job for you when you're getting paid to MC, I was just like, what the fuck is actually going on here? Like, this is insane.
Yeah. So does that clarify the beef?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's exactly that what does. I said.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. So he, yeah. And I messaged Mitchell about that the next day because I felt so bad. I was
no,
like,
no, you literally messaged me as we were talking about it on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
No
it was
way.
Like, it was like right within like... a very short period because Ethan brought it up and I was like, okay, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm actually a huge fan of this podcast. I've been, like, listening to it for a little while now. And
there's our one listener.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not recently. Like, just I pick and choose my episodes. But, yeah, I didn't listen to that one where you were talking
shit really?
About
Based me. On what? What makes you choose an episode over another episode? Is it the title? Is it, like... you listen to a little bit of it and go, this is fucked.
Yeah, well, the title, like, for example, the one that was about, like, that you titled Oh Noly Fans.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's iconic. And, yeah, I listened to that while I was in the shower. But, like, sometimes...
That's a long shower, Zoe.
Parts of it. I don't know what you know about women's morning routines, but, like, they do take hours sometimes.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or if I'm in the car, except the only problem with listening to your podcast in the car is sometimes it's too quiet, so I have to turn the audio way up.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Tyler, get onto it. Crank it. Crank it, Tyler.
Fucking Tyler.
Crank it up.
I'm deaf, you feel.
I'm trying to get Tyler to do, like, post for us on me and Ben's podcast because I'm just fucking useless. And Ben's too busy with his own YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like, I've got to do it, and I'm fucking just smoke too many bongs. That's the problem.
Living that unemployed life.
It's a good thing about being unemployed, man.
Yeah.
You can just smoke bongs and not have to worry about anything. Well, there's the mortgage, but
that's true.
Tanya will get that.
She's still it. She'll pick up the slack.
Yeah, she'll pick up the slack.
Nice.
She did it last time I was unemployed. It was good.
Yeah. Good couple of months, couple of weeks.
Couple of months, yeah. Yeah. Went and got a...
Went a bit silly. Put your silly hat on.
Put my silly hat on. I was just being a big silly goose. Yeah. You know?
We've all been there. We've all been big silly gooses before.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you end up in the martyr. It's fine.
Yeah, the tomato.
Yeah.
We've all been tomatoed before.
Ah, it's fucking rite of passage.
Yeah, I got completely fucking shit-wrecked on New Year's. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Did you do mushrooms?
No, I did ketamine. And I K-hold myself for the first time. Yeah.
You watered yourself?
K-hold.
What is that?
It's like when you do enough. Ketamine's like a sedative.
Yeah,
paralyzes tranquilizer.
Yeah.
They use it to tranquilize horses.
Fucking great.
So you know what it's like to be full quad now?
I know what it's like to be a horse.
Wow.
I got like, it's kind of like psychedelic as well. Like makes a room go weird. I got super self-conscious on it. I was like, yeah, I got in my own head, so I probably won't ever do it again.
What do you guys think I would be like on drugs? Because I've never taken one.
Do you want to find out?
No.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I reckon I'd be like that person who just like, I feel like I'd just be in a whole other level. Like,
no,
you know what I'm like? I'm really fucking annoying. And
if you did coke, you'd be unbearable.
Yeah, 100%. If you did coke,
yeah, yeah. But, like, weed's different. Like,
yeah, probably quiet you down a bit. Like, a bit more, like, just sit. You'd probably be a bit quiet, I reckon.
Like, if I smoked weed?
Yeah, just introspective. Just sit there and just, like, have a think about things.
I don't know if I should sit down and think about things.
I think you'd probably get anxiety.
Yeah, looping around that time I accidentally MC'd for you.
Yeah.
No, but it's good. It's good in that fact because you've got to get used to, like, uncomfortable thoughts.
Mm.
Yeah.
I haven't suffered from, like, a depressive episode, like a major one, since I started smoking weed. Because it makes you sit with really uncomfortable thoughts. And you've got to just, like, accept it. You've just got to, because you're in it and you can't get away. And you've got to have the wherewithal to be like, all right, that's just a shitty thought. Like, I'm okay. Have some self-compassion and move on. And since then, I haven't had an episode. I used to go to, like, really dark places. But since, like, smoking it, it's completely, like, changed my perspective. It's made me able to understand sometimes when the way I act.
When you're being a faggot.
Because I got the tism. Because I got the tism, I'll fucking annoy people.
He's on the spectrum.
Yeah, and I'll fucking upset people. And then since I've started, like, it gives you a completely different mindset. So I'm able to, like, look at the way I act. It's maybe, like, way more loving as well. Like, way more, like, kind and...
Do you mean to tell me that weed fixes autism?
Doesn't fix autism.
We should just put all the autistic kids on weed.
You still got autism.
Yeah, I've still got autism. It just comes out different. Like the other day, I was like, why doesn't good and food rhyme? They're spelt almost the
good
same.
Good and food.
Yeah, good and food. They don't rhyme, but they're spelt the same. I know. But I was like, why don't they rhyme? It's to do with the phonetics of F, but that's because I'm autistic and Googled it.
Do you know what I would try, though? Like, I would try magic mushrooms, I feel. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I've never had any type of psychosis before, so why not give it a go?
No, it's not that. Like, if you're doing a lot of marijuana, it changes. It also, like...
If you're doing a lot of
weed, will make you like way more like paranoid of the peripherals. So, like, if you're smoking a lot of weed, you'll start seeing things like popping out of your peripherals, and it's like if you're there, it's probably pushing the envelope a little bit. You're probably going too hard, but yeah, if you do it too much, because it makes you so introspective, you can get caught in thought loops and it can be really bad.
Oh, no.
If you're just doing it like once, it's fine. You just giggle lots. You just go like have a nap.
Go have a nap.
Yeah. The first time I did weed, they stitched me up and fucking packed me, because I used to always fuck with Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to always fuck with Jay when I'd touch him and stuff. He's like, fuck off, dude. Seriously, fuck off. Like, yeah. And then I got stoned and he packed me a romper out of this big fucking crazy bong. It was like this tall. It was like multi-level.
Yeah.
And just, it was like one of the big cone pieces as well, the fucking crazy glass ones. So I just fucking got romped, went to another dimension, and then like... halfway through it, I just hear Jaden like, hey, man. He's whispering in my ear. He's like, hey, man, you remember how you always fuck with me? I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my God, please don't. I was like, dude, I'm sorry for everything I've done and said, and please don't. He's like, I'm not gonna, but now you know. And I was like, I know. I completely, it completely changed me. That whole situation, I was completely... like, you've never been so vulnerable in your life. You're like, oh, my God. Like, please don't. Please don't. Because there's nothing I can do.
Nope.
There's nothing I can do. Yeah. So it's good. It's good. But in moderation. It's do like drugs. If you're like waking anything. Up at...
yeah.
If you're waking up at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning and sinking beers straight away...
Problematic.
And it's way easier to smoke weed at 10 a.m. in the morning than it is to drink beer. Yeah. So, in that aspect, it's, like, a little more dangerous.
But it's also not as bad for you to smoke weed at that time in the morning than to drink, so...
yeah.
Yeah. It swings and roundabouts.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That'd do drugs, kids. If I can tell you anything from this podcast, do drugs. That's my advice.
In moderation.
Yeah.
But like anything. Yeah. So, why would you do magic mushrooms before you did weed?
Oof. Well, I guess, like, I just know lots of people who've had really bad experiences with weed. I think it depends on what you want to get out of it. Like, as far as I'm concerned, like, weed is more of a kind of, like, relaxing experience, whereas, like, magic mushrooms is supposed to be more of, like, a psychedelic experience, kind of like acid, you know what I mean? So I kind of want to see what my mind would unlock.
Yeah, yeah. Like, weed's more on the, like, depressant end of the psychedelic spectrum.
Yeah. I don't need more of that.
Yeah, but, like I said...
I could just take a tab. Just fucking jump in the deep end. You'll be right.
Take a tab?
Yeah.
Of what?
LSD.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
See, I don't know anything about drugs. I'm a sweet, innocent summer child who goes to swingers clubs.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
We'll dosha before the end of this podcast.
But, yeah, from my perspective, I wouldn't say to someone who's never done drugs before to go do mushrooms.
I can't believe dosed his dad. Never dose anyone. That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
It's just to give someone LSD when they are not ready for it.
But he was fucking around.
Oh, he's...
to awaken his dad's horizons. I'm on side on this.
No. Hold on, what happened?
Our friend, you know.
Yeah.
So his dad was talking shit. He's talking some shit, and he's like, "Hey, you don't know what you're talking about." He's like, "No." He's like, "All right, no worries." So he slipped him a tab of acid.
How did he slip him a tab of acid
in his coffee?
In his tea. Yeah.
In his tea. Yeah.
Oh my golly.
Yeah, we'll edit out his name.
Yeah.
Yes. You remember when I said he's a wild man?
Yeah.
A wild man.
Stop saying it if you're going to edit it out.
Yeah, yeah. He who shall not to be named slipped his dad a tab of acid and changed
his dad
the poor man's...
Went and drove a car.
Oh, yeah, he didn't realise he was... Yeah, he went and drove to work.
And he had to pull over on the side of the road and he was called his son and was like, I think I'm dying.
Oh.
Yeah. We found him in a bush.
Stop saying his name.
Sorry.
So wait, like, what then happened? Did he find out?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, it's fine. You've just taken this psychedelic drug. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And how did his dad feel about it?
He probably had an experience. He probably stopped talking shit.
He would have stopped talking shit, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
They're really, like, religious as well. So it was probably a really...
It would have been a religious experience.
Yeah, it would have been.
God was literally speaking to him.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah.
You're going to see some patterns and be like, oh, that's why they fucking make all the temples look like that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But if you get high enough, you'll see patterns. Like, you definitely see patterns and stuff like that.
Do you know what? Like, after I started boxing and was, like, getting hit in the head a lot, I started getting, like, I call them floaters.
Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah,
like, these, like, little weird dark patches that just...
Yeah.
Concerning.
I do floaters, but it's when I eat too much fiber. You had a few floaters, Mitch?
Yeah, man. I mean, on the salads.
Nice.
Been good.
Good fiber in your diet.
Lots of leafy greens.
Yeah.
I only get 15-minute breaks now, so... Got to make the most of it. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No hemorrhoids for Ethan.
No, my Jew clam is healthy.
It helps with the anal, so long as you're not a sadist.
What does? Fiber?
Yeah. No. Having hemorrhoids.
It helps with?
Yeah. It helps. No, it doesn't. Eating. Yeah. Hang on.
The opposite.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hemorrhoids.
I've, like,
hurt.
Come on here. I'm like, how dumb can I look?
Stop stressing. Don't worry. I'm ripped right now, Zoe.
Are you all good?
You can't look dumb.
I've had one wine. That's no excuse for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No coffee, though.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Kids growing up nowadays have a completely different outlook. There's no shame anymore. There's no shame. You can be who you want to be nowadays, and it's like, you're cool. You're cool. When we were growing up, we all went to the same high school, by the way.
No way.
We all went to Chatham. We all went to Chatham.
Did you actually go to the same high school as me?
Chatham.
Yeah. When?
From year 7 till 9 in like 2000 and I'm going to say 4.
2004?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
How old are you?
30.
31.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, you're not that old. Okay.
Thanks, cunt.
Yeah. I'm turning, 31.
I turned 31 in Scotland, so.
Yeah.
So we were good. Literally at the same school at the same time, and I have no idea who you were until I met you.
No, Ethan left start of year 10, so the year you got there.
That's why I don't remember you.
Yeah, there's 2 years difference, so. Three. Yes, kind of.
You're 94? Born in 94?
Yeah.
You're 91. Three.
A spring chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to fuck with your whole group of girls back in the day.
Yeah.
That was my thing, because I had the hots for Tanya.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You were like, that tall bitch, I want those legs around my neck.
That's
literally how it went.
It was during the massage days.
The what?
You used to have massages?
Yeah, I used to give massages to girls.
You what?
To your wife, your now wife.
Yeah, I used to do it for Tanya as well a couple of times.
I never fucking got a massage.
Well, that's because you weren't the same Zoe back then. You were a lot more reserved.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, a lot shyer. I was like...
I also probably looked about 8.
I don't know. I never... There was the whole group of girls and Tanya and I think one other girl, Kira.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kiri... Me and Tanya and me and Kiri used to be really good friends and joke around a lot.
What a mood.
Yeah. Kira is called Kiwa. I used to call her. Little Kiwa. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolute groomer. Good on you. Grooming the young year 7s with massages.
I, like...
It's just feels wrong when you think about the fact that they're like 12.
They weren't 12.
They were in year 12. In year 10. In
September. It was mostly Katie, who was like a year younger than us. So you were 2 years younger than us.
You used to just mostly give her a massage.
Yeah, she used to love it. Like, that was her thing. She used to just always say to me, "Mitch, come give me a massage." Like, give her a massage.
What the fuck? So weird.
And she just slides off. See, I'm out.
She asked me to finger her once.
What?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. Nice. Front of the library.
Just there and then.
Yeah, I didn't. I was a good boy.
You pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah.
I wish I had.
Why?
I didn't. I had a girlfriend at the time.
I was
pushing the envelope.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He was already cheating by giving her a massage and the year sevens as well.
I don't think a massage is cheating. Foot massage?
It wasn't a foot massage. I was undoing her bra. Yeah. It was my thing.
That's a bit cheating.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I did some stuff with Tanya as well back in the day.
Finger her in front of the library?
No.
Huh. It was behind the library.
Not in front of the library.
In the library.
It was a party.
Wait, did you have a girlfriend at the time?
Yeah.
Fuck, Mitch.
I was fucking 16. I was 16.
I'm not even judging, though.
Yeah.
Because
and I was
Tanya,
like, I had
you,
really,
it
I
all
had
evens
really
out.
Low self-esteem as well because I, like, really bad acne. So, like, 13 to, like, 16. And then when I was, like, 16, my acne cleared up and girls... And I used to go to the gym a lot and girls started paying me attention.
When you were
and
skinny.
And because I was an extrovert as well. So I was, like, peacocking all the time.
Mm.
I was always, like, showing my ass to people and taking my shirt off. I used to, like, strip time in high school. You know, we had the white shirts with the button up.
Yep.
There was a teacher there. And I was, like, walking behind her and just, like, stripping. It was, do you remember Miss Gross?
Miss Groff? Miss Groff. Yeah.
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 Yeah, 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 yeah. So it was her.
Huge titties.
And I was, like, just, like, walking behind her and just stripping. And then I was, like, fully shirt off, down like this, like, shaking my shoulders and stuff. And she turned around and she just called me. I was like, "Don't look at me." And I just, like, walked off. I was like, "How dare you?" And then he just walked off and the entire quad just laughed. Like, yeah, I was always like that. I was always doing that sort of shit. So, like, if girls who were into extroverts and stuff like that, I was, yeah.
They were here for it.
I was skinny back then too. It was easy.
So you could get away with it.
So I get skinny again. It's going to be weird.
You can be fat and weird.
Yeah, I need to be skinny so I can harass older teachers.
Yeah, but women don't want to fuck. I'm trying to get a threesome too. We're trying to line up a threesome. So I'm the one dragging the chain. Tanya's a little hottie. And I'm like the little fucking gremlin off in the corner.
Well, what,
do it.
What are you doing to find a threesome? Like, give me the...
We're not really looking as well.
So that's your first problem?
Yeah. Also, I'm not actively out there hitting on women as well. Like, that
can't
would be...
That's not your job.
Exactly.
You want a man, like, you bring a man into the threesome, but like Tanya brings the woman in. That's how it should work.
Mm.
Otherwise, it gets complicated.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
It's a BYO party. You bring the man, she brings the woman, and then I guess you have an orgy.
Yeah, see,
I tried, but he's not keen on it.
Yeah.
Do you know
what? I mean, granted, I didn't want to fuck her.
Why not?
All the stories you told me about her, all the fucked up gross shit, I can't.
What is
about your current
gross
partner?
No, my ex.
Her ex.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Ex,
no,
yeah.
No.
My
and
ex
she
was
wasn't.
Fine.
She wasn't like...
Not fine, but she was... Like, you could fuck her.
Yeah, but like, I was like, nah.
Nah. Nah.
I didn't feel like it was a fair trade.
He's had his fist in there.
Yeah, exactly.
What am I going to do?
I feel like we want the best for Tanya, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We want Tanya to fuck at least a 10.
So when are you stepping up, Zoe? When are you throwing your hat into this ring?
I feel like I'm in deep enough with this friendship that, like...
You don't want to ruin it?
Yeah,
and Zoe's fucking
that.
Hot dudes.
Yeah.
I was like, come on.
She's fucking hot.
That's why it's perfect, because then you're not going to be like, there's going to be no weirdness about it, because you're not going to be like, oh, I kind of find him attractive. It's going to be like, no, you bang, and then you're just like, ugh.
I've actually seen Mitch's dick before.
Yeah.
That's true. I have heard about this story.
Yeah.
You were with Josh at the time.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah. How is he going anyhow?
His dick is still huge.
Fair
as
enough.
Far as we know.
Yeah. He's been real sick lately. I spoke to him last night. He's been a real crook. Yeah. You know, Josh, he's sickly.
Yeah, always sick.
He's sickly. Yeah.
He's a bit Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sick. My psoriasis.
We thought like, he was being, like, just depressed and stuff like that. So we, like, Bradley, like, fucking messaged him, like, 100 times, like, oi, 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 oi. And, like, he finally joined. He's like, oh, guys. Like, oh, what the fuck's wrong with you? I'm sick. Yeah.
I'm dying. Yeah.
All that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe he is dying.
Hope not. He's a good egg.
He was having a bad week, and he tried to talk about it. I was like, hey, dude, too stoned. Stop talking about it.
He actually tried to fuck me after your wedding.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember because you went hard at him.
Oh, like, I cut him down so hard.
I know, and I was like, Zoe.
That's rude. I'm like, he asked me if I'm willing to cheat.
I know, but it was also, he didn't know you had a boyfriend at the time.
Yeah, he did.
He certainly knew afterwards with your reaction. You go, I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah, and then he was like, but how willing are you to cheat? And like,
oh yeah,
that's actually kind of funny. I'll pay that one to Josh.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
How willing are you?
Yeah, but you were going hard at him. I was like, it's all
but
good.
You know
that's
what? Like, I totally would have though.
Like for him to like,
you would have fucked Jolson if you didn't have a boyfriend at the time.
Yeah, why not?
Can we play this clip to Jolson?
Up his ego.
Yeah, okay.
Not anymore.
Not that he's all sickly now.
I don't want to do all the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're mutual fuckers in this situation.
Yeah, that was a good wedding though.
It was. It was a cracker.
It was a good wedding. I should have fucking
Robbo enjoyed it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah. That was I'm not going to say it. Never mind. Yeah, it's like I've come close every time. Like I've come close a couple of times with a few different people, and it's just like it's never like worked out.
You'll get there, man.
I believe in you.
Yeah, man. I'll keep trying.
Yeah.
I'll keep trying. I'll get there one day.
Get Tanya onto it. You're like,
nah, if I just keep eating salads.
No. Send her out.
I think Tanya will come back with the goods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get her out there working.
Well, she's a working girl.
Find that girl.
Tanya would have no problem picking up.
Yeah.
100%.
Just her.
That's exactly right.
No, the problem is like, but it's and me.
No.
And me.
No.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, having a threesome, though, like, you can just fuck Tanya while Tanya fucks that lady. Like, you, no one said you have to fuck her as well.
No, you don't. Ideally,
you might just enjoy watching them.
Ideally, you don't fuck the other girl. That's where I messed up. I fucked the other girl.
Hold on. How did that fuck it up?
Because it's not the ideal situation. There's only one dick going around. You can't fuck the other girl because what's your partner going to do while she's...
Eat her out. I'm shocked and confused because that's what happened with me.
Yeah. What? So you're with another couple and then he fucked...
No, she was the couple and then brought the friend.
Yeah. No. So the guy I was with... high key, just totally like a mood for me, but we'll digress. Anyway, he fucked both of us, but while he was fucking me, I ate her out. Because it's a fucking
team
effort. Yeah,
but he's still got to fuck the other chick.
Oh, you're a good egg, Zoe.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
And well, not everyone's built like you,
all
right?
We're all there to have a good time. Like, yes. I don't give a shit not if you fuck her in front of me. Like, I might be into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Not everyone's programmed like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I just want an ethically non-monogamous man who wants to live the dink life with me.
Fair enough.
That is all.
Yeah.
What's the dink life?
Double income,
no kids.
Yeah.
So we can be like fucking rich and just have fucking kinky sex whenever. Does that not sound great?
Yeah. No, that's basically the life I live right now.
But somehow,
just no threesomes.
Somehow, I have trouble finding men. Go figure.
Well, it's because men get jealous. So yeah, deal with that shit.
I need to find someone who wants to get cucked. You know? I actually did find one recently, but he was a bit too into it, a bit too thirsty. I was like,
ooh. I'm getting cucked.
On just everything in general. I
want someone who's gonna fucking.
I want play someone the game who doesn't want me. You feel like
you want some shame.
That is a problem. Wanting someone that doesn't want you—that's like the worst. That's 100%. Why you're having trouble.
No, I know what you're talking about.
But you want someone to neg you a bit.
I want to be psychologically abused. Just kidding. But I actually did.
I want to be gaslighted. makes me wet.
I love to feel crazy all of the time. I actually recently downloaded Tinder. And so, because I was living in Canberra for about 10 years, and the difference between the guys in Canberra versus the guys around Newcastle, Central Coast area.
Just talking about this as
literally wild. I always put in my bio that I write haiku and that I love combat sports.
Yeah.
All of the men in Canberra, their intro would always be, oh, can you write me a haiku? You know, soft, sensitive, new age guy. And then I'd come to the Central Coast or Newcastle, they'd be like, oh, I reckon you could beat me up. I'm like, bro, you're like 6 foot and you weigh like at least double me. At least.
Yeah. Really? I would write a haiku.
You'd rather a haiku?
I will fuck you in the bushes with a stick. I would write a haiku.
With my dick. Yeah. Weird how you went with a stick instead of with my dick.
Well, a stick's funnier. It's weird if I say I'm actually going to fuck you. That's weird.
It's literally just like contextual too, because what else are you going to have?
Has anyone written you a haiku yet?
Huh?
Has anyone written you a haiku yet?
Yeah, usually they haven't been very good.
Okay.
Do they open with your haiku?
No.
Yeah, okay.
So it's kind
of... That's what I would open with. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Read the bio, open with a haiku that's funny.
Do you know what? Like, I actually, I got off Tinder because I was like, this is not the vibe. So, but I don't know, there are just so many men and they would, I give them so much information to go with and they'll open with, I like your face. I'm like, what do I do with that?
Yeah, Zoe, are you matching with hot dudes?
Oh, I actually matched with some dudes. I'm like, I don't even remotely find you attractive, but you seem like an interesting human. And so I'd have a conversation and directly put them in the friend zone.
There was a dude here who was like, he's a fucking bodybuilder. He's like a personal trainer, dressed like super.
Is this
like,
the bi dude?
Hey?
No.
It wasn't the bi dude. Oh, yeah. He was just a hot dude.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend was just fucking smoking as well. And he walked up to me at the end of the show. Because I did my thing on him. Like, if there's a hot dude in the front row, I joke around with him. I've got a whole bit for like a hot dude in the front row.
Yeah.
And then like he came up afterwards and he's like chatting to me. He's like, oh yeah, I want to do like comedy. And he was just like real dumb. Like, aww, super dumb. No, and, like, another female comic came up and he's like, oh, yeah, like, you boys would understand, but, like, you probably won't understand, like, to Paige. He's like, and then he just goes, yeah, like, Eminem. He's like, women don't listen to Eminem, dude. I'm like, what the fuck?
And you're like, what?
He was literally talking. I was like, do you hear that, Paige? Women don't listen to Eminem, like, in front of him.
I bet he didn't even understand.
He didn't.
No.
He didn't. Yeah, he was just a hot, dumb dude. the problem is, right, hot dudes can get away with just being hot. They don't have to have, like, an intelligent conversation.
I can't stand it.
And this goes both ways as well. There's, like, so many, like, really hot women who don't know how to hold conversations because they've never had to try.
Well, that was the information that I got from like Tinder. Like all of the guys that I spoke to, like they actually like thanked me for actually having a genuine conversation with them and actually like responding in more than one word. And I was like, what the fuck? But then I just kind of like, when I decided to leave Tinder, I obviously didn't want to continue talking to anyone, but I sent them all a message just to let them know that Tinder wasn't for me because I didn't want them to think I just ghosted them. Like, imagine these guys saw self-esteem.
They don't give a fuck.
No, they did. They responded thanking me.
Yeah, I bet they did because they thought they still had a shot. I'm sorry. That's like...
I just wanted to be nice to some guys.
I know you did, and it's great that you did. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing.
Which is right.
I'm saying it's like... men are like, we're built different.
Tinder is like not, like, it's just, I'll be honest with you, I had my settings for both men and women, and not a single woman wanted to even, they didn't swipe on me or anything.
Because they're like... Oh, really?
So yeah. I'm like, Tinder is an awful place for men.
Yeah, it's awful. Like, there's the percentages of people who actually hook up are tiny as well. It's like it's akin to gambling, and there's a percentage of dudes who like do well on Tinder. There's guys who do really well on Tinder, and it's like it's generationally as well. There's like 5% of the dudes who fuck 90% of the women.
Like on that Tinder.
Sort of stuff on Tinder.
That is wild.
Yeah, it's just if you're a woman, how many matches are you
getting?
I'd
be so over pussy.
Oh, literally like over 100 in less than 24
exactly.
hours.
Exactly. So guess how many men are getting?
Probably like 14.
None.
What?
Literally none.
You got none?
Literally none, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like a bot.
But like, how do people fucking date?
No, Tinder's for tens and like pretty women. And there's like the hot dudes who do well. Like if you've got a six pack and you're like a hot guy, you're at least the woman's going to go, all right, from what I can see, you're attractive. And oh yeah, sweet, you've got a puppy dogs. Cool. That's something I can make conversation about. Match. And it's like you'll have dudes who aren't necessarily photogenic or whatever.
Yeah.
But they don't meet that threshold.
I was like literally just out here having some intellectual deep conversations with random men on Tinder.
Yeah. I'm sure they're smart.
Giving them blue balls. They're like, I'm just here to fuck. Now I have to talk to this woman. God damn it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You could literally tell the ones that were super thirsty, too. They would try and ring it right back to having sex.
All of them.
Some of them weren't. Like,
no, they were. They're just good at hiding it.
Yeah, they're smart.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel played. This is why I much prefer to date a woman, I think. I don't know. I don't know what I want
women
anymore.
Women are way worse, but, like, in general. cool. Don't get me wrong. I love women. But, like, there's problems with female dating as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah, talk to Brooke. She'll fill you in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just bring in the U-Haul as soon as you meet them.
So when are you next doing comedy, Zoe?
Me?
Yeah, when's your next set on the cards?
Like, do I have to do the same set every time?
Yeah, that's literally how it works. Until it's good.
Until it's good? I was just going to keep writing new content every time.
Now, you're probably good there. You're probably good there as well. There's nothing wrong with writing lots and performing lots of different material. And honestly, when you first start, that's what I would suggest anyone to do.
There's no way that we can tell you what to do because it's different for everyone. Yeah.
Can you tell how what
like,
not
I can
to do?
Give you tips. I can give you tips. Like when I when
well,
we're writing jokes.
That's what this podcast is about. Yeah.
Tell me,
not
tell
to
me
do.
More.
Don't jump up an MC when you're not the MC.
He told me I could. Literally, this was a conversation you weren't even a part of, Ethan.
Don't steal jokes.
I didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't. You've never stolen a joke.
I was like, excuse me, are you fucking? What else are you trying to say?
I wasn't accusing.
No, we're saying what not to do.
What not to do.
This is why you don't date women. I'm like, excuse me.
Personally, exactly.
I do date women.
Yeah. No, but like, don't steal jokes. I mean, what you did wasn't that egregious. We're only teasing you, but definitely just write.
Yeah, you Louis CK'd that gig. You had consent, but you still shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Sometimes you have to break the rules to make things better.
That's right. You got to break the rules to blow up.
Yeah.
That's true.
You Louis CK'd it. Yeah. Not for me.
Can I do it? Yeah, sure you can.
He was trying to give me the rest of it. I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
I don't blame him because he fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell people who are good MCs and people who aren't. And then there's people who aren't good MCs, but they fake it till they make it.
They do what they got
to
do.
Number three, if you want to do it, then you got to fucking turn up to gigs and actually do it.
Yeah.
Because
I haven't seen you in a bit. But if you turn up to open mics, just fucking give it a red hot crack.
Yeah.
See, what I'm hearing is that Ethan is just like, look, in the scale of priorities, it's boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, comedy. So if I've got training that night.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing Tuesday nights at Garage and then...
Well, actually, that one's sparring at at my boxing. So they only do sparring two nights a week, which is why I'm like, got to pick one of them.
That's crazy that they do it on a Tuesday.
Do I want to be like
usually sparring's like on a Friday.
Yeah, so if you just get punch drunk, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. It's but, like, oh, yeah, fuck. Got to carry this concussion through the week now.
Which is usually the case because I'm like the smallest person in there. But, yeah.
Look, I had that problem as well. I used to spar with a heavyweight and he used to fucking, he was really good at countering and I was like not doing it enough. And I'd throw like a 1-2 or no, the worst one was I'd throw like a body kick. Mm. He'd catch my leg and counter with a right straight down the middle. And he'd punch you and you felt it in the back of your head.
Yikes.
And you're like, God fucking damn it. There was actually, I was going to bring this up. There's a, do you know who KSI is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had a boxing match where he fought two guys in one night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the second guy, have you seen the fight?
With no.
The, he's like a skinny Mexican. The skinny Mexican was kept getting punched so hard that he thought he was getting punched in the back of the head. So he kept calling back of the head like he'd get put down. And he'd say to the ref, he's like, he punched me in the back of the head. And you see it, it's like on the ear or like behind the ear. He's like, no, back of the head, back of the head.
Yeah.
And it, like the fucking, yeah, it was wrenching you. So, yeah, I was sparring with this heavyweight and I had to say to him, we stopped in the middle of the round. I was like, hey, dude, you're probably going to knock me out if you keep hitting me this hard.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't. I was like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not that good. I'm not as good as you. When we first started, we were like sort of okay. It was we had a good sparring match.
Mm.
I finished bleeding. He was fine. Everyone complimented me because I hit him with a good uppercut, left hook combo.
Yeah.
But I said to him, I was like, dude, you're just gonna knock me out. And at one point, he caught my leg and threw back, and we made eye contact. I was like, I put my arms up like that, and he just stopped. And we just had that moment, and I was like, oh, I gotta stop sparring.
I'm gonna get brain damage.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. I'm gonna get fucked up. Yeah.
Lose like micro concussion.
You're already retarded enough. You
don't exactly. I don't need to be punch drunk.
No, no.
I'm like, I forget words already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you've got females at that gym, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but there's also a lot of like men who are around my size too. Not like skinniness, but like in terms of
like height and build. Yeah. Yeah, because if you get, if you get guys who are like competing at like 125, 135, 145, you'd probably be, probably not 145, but like 125, 135, you'd probably be sparring with those guys a fair bit.
Yeah, and like there's different ways to spar that don't necessarily like require me to be like full contact sparring with them, so that you might do tactical sparring. Or, like, so, for example, they'll give you a specific technique that you're supposed to use during that sparring round, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Anyway, this is not a combat sports podcast, so I will shut the fuck up.
No, it's
it
fine.
Always turns into this at some point. Mitch gets his little hard on and he's like, let's talk about bashing people.
It's the tism. Yeah. Have you ever been bashed, Ethan?
I haven't been bashed. I've been punched in the face. Mitch and I used to spar
didn't
a bit.
Fix your nose.
No, it's still fucked. I've bashed myself enough.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
With like
second head.
Now, Ethan.
Quite a bit.
Ethan got me with a flash knockout when we were sparring once.
What?
He got me right behind the ear.
Oh, no.
I woke up on the cage. It was like I was standing there and he hit me and like, because you get hit behind the ear, it takes out like your balance.
Yeah.
So like I fell back and I remember standing there and then I woke up against the cage. It was like a good second and a half. I was like, holy fuck, he knocked me out. Yeah, it was like wild. And then the next week
he punched the shit out of me.
I had to fuck him up. I had to. I was like, I'm coming, I even warned him, I'm gonna have to fuck you up this week, dude. And you're like, all right. And then you stop sparring with me. I was like, god damn it.
So wait, do you do a combat sport as well? What do you do?
No, it's, I dragged him along. I'm like, come on, let's go fight once a week.
Come along so I can punch the shit out of you. Yeah. And one time I got the upper hand on you and you're like, now I'm really going to punch the shit out of you. I'm like, this is what you do in my position. This sucks.
It's what you do in my position.
Totally would. 100%.
He had some beef to settle.
Yeah. I was like, I've got to do this.
Yeah.
I hit him right in the bread box.
Yeah, nice. Right.
Like,
did you drop him?
Yeah. Because I was like, I was hitting him with the jab and he's like, he's turtled up and I've just gone whack, like straight in the thing. He's like, oh! He's like, nah, nah. I was like, come on, man. There's literally a photo I've got of me going, come on, man. Like, you'll be right. You're like, nah, I'm out.
So what you did wrong there was that you put your arms up, but you didn't crunch in. So
no, what I did wrong there like was I was down. I'm a fucking 60 kilo skinny man fighting with a fucking 85
year old. 85 kilo. Yeah, I was about 80, 85 kilos at that point.
Yeah, like, not a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you know, I would fight you. I think we'd have a good fight, Ethan.
Really?
I think you'd light Ethan up.
Yeah, probably.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Not potentially. Yeah, sorry, Ethan.
No, I would have to just I would just have to go for the double leg and try not to get kneed in the head.
No, I think Zoe would also choke you out.
Probably.
Yeah, because she does jiu-jitsu now.
Yeah.
I'm like vicariously living through you, Zoe, because I was like, Zoe, you've got to get into jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I was like, I found you at the gym. I'm like, that's the best thing about it. I was like, I love that like you've taken up jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. It's awesome.
We can wrestle, but I might get a boner because I'm into that femdom shit.
Femdom shit.
Pin me, mummy. Yeah.
Did you say peg me, mummy?
Oh, that too. Whatever.
Okay.
Pin me, then peg me.
All right. Yeah. I think that's a podcast.
All right. Pin me and peg me. Is that the name of this one?
Yeah.
Pin me and peg me.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Thanks for coming on, Zoe.
It was my pleasure.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
All right, I've got to get my fucking set together for tonight.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, it's going to be a hot one.
Yeah.
Both those air cons are fucking full blast, and it's hot in here.
Love that.
And there's not 90 people in here yet.
I'd leave them going the whole time.
I will. This is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Fucking hope I don't bomb, because you get sweaty when you bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Have you sold it out already?
Oh, I haven't sold it out.
It sells out every week.
The club has sold it out.
Wow.
Yeah. When I've got you here on a Saturday, it's because... We're friends of the club owners.
Where we're just extras.
You're a VIP.
Oh my. I've like performed a one gig and I'm like, bitch, get me on this podcast.
I'm a comedian now. I actually get into gigs for free.
So before we go, we got any new bits? We haven't done new bits yet.
All right.
You got any new bits, Zoe? I didn't tell you about this, so you haven't had time to prepare.
No.
Yeah. I had another one on Tuesday. Fuck, I've been riding that set. A really good set on Tuesday.
I actually did well last week. I did. It was crazy.
No, it wasn't the fact that I did well. It was the fact that everyone was bombing.
And then I
got up and crushed.
Yeah. Nice.
I was like, yeah. In the middle of the set, I was like, oh, man, I expected to bomb today. I guess I'm just better than all these other comedians. I noticed the MC didn't come up to say, like, good set or anything. I was like, I wasn't shitting on him. He warmed the crowd up. He did. He warmed the crowd up. Like, he did a good 5 minutes before me, so it was okay. I got a joke about judging Judge Judy. Fucking
Jesus.
Yeah, that was
bad. Yeah, you don't need to spar anymore, bro.
Yeah.
You're done. You've done enough.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, talking about like those, there's a whole bunch of like retarded stone stuff. Trying to write a new bit on like the Amish.
No, what?
Adopting kids. The Amish are adopting children to stop inbreeding in the community.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, it's good because, you know, Amish people, you know, inbreeding's bad. You
yeah.
Know? Mm. Yeah, but it's also bad because Amish people are adopting children to fuck them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that one, yeah.
Eventually.
They're playing the long game, aren't they?
Yeah. So I've got a bit about, like, the kid. He's like, oh, yeah, I got adopted. And he walks out and it's Amish people. He's like, oh, I'm never getting a PlayStation.
Oh, I'm getting fucked.
Yeah, both. So that's the new bit I'm working on. I've got a new bit about, like, thoughts on Instagram. Mm. Trying to, like, sell me their titties. Like, there's, like, women on Instagram dancing and being hot and then they've got OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's like they're just trying to sell me their titties. It's like, ladies.
I have my own.
Yeah, exactly. That's nice. Exactly the joke.
Nice.
I've got two on my own.
Nailed it, dude. That's good shit.
Yeah.
I don't really have much that I've been working on apart from I just, at the Cardiff gig the other night, this was all comics, so I was just like talking about fucking hitting those birds with my van. I'm like, yeah, I drove up to Harrington and I fucking killed a bird. And just in Australia, the fact that you have to explain that it wasn't a woman.
Yeah.
I'm I'm not Ivan Milat.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it better.
Yeah.
But I killed a bird, a feathery bird.
Yeah.
Two of them were fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And also with the circumcision bit about how, yeah, like cut the top of your dick off. I was thinking of something like, yeah, everyone must know I'm Jewish because whenever I go out and like get on the piss, every time the bar's like, yeah, you've been cut off. And I'm like, yeah. I fucking know I have.
Yeah.
How did you know? I haven't showed you my cock.
Yeah. You got any bits you working on, Zoe? Anything you're writing?
Well, I wish I'd known. I would have prepared something, but
I mean,
no.
I thought you were a fan of the podcast.
I thought you had, you know, figuring it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
You don't need a bit. It's all good.
It's all good.
I mean, I've got plenty of bits, but
what's
none that I'm willing to
what's
share.
What's something funny that's happened in your life in the past, you know, couple of weeks? Anything jumps out at you? It's like that was a bit fucking weird or different.
I mean,
to the normal shit.
I've just been speaking about old men wanking over at me at the beach.
Yeah, so yeah, that could be a bit.
That's 100% a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You just gotta like fine tune them.
You just make fun of them. Yeah. You just make fun of like old men things.
Yeah. Oh, just old men in general.
Yeah. And then pick some old dude out in the crowd and be like, "I think I saw you down there."
Yeah. Did you? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They drive like they jerk off like they drive like a little bit crooked.
Just slow.
Yeah, just slow. Like,
get out of the way.
Let me do it.
I'll show you how it's done.
Yeah.
No, that's mad.
They get aggressive about weird things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right, sweet. Zoe, thanks for coming on. That was an hour and a half, so that was good.
That was a sick one.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Cheers.
All right. Sweet.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.